And welcome to another week at the movies. A big week for those who can get down to Australia's Southland to MIFF, the acronym for the Melbourne International Film Festival. It's Australia's biggest. It runs 17 days, and with its second weekend coming up, it's already notched up some great screenings, including the first Fred Skepsy film made here in 22 years. What's more, it's a Patrick White adaptation, The Eye of the Storm, and we have a fantastic Q&A with Skepsy on the Movie Time website. And later, we're going to meet festival guest documentary filmmaker Alex Gibney, here with two films. One's a tale of corporate crime and revenge on Wall Street, Client 9, it's called, subtitled The Rise and Fall of Elliot Spitzer. Riveting. The second's a real surprise, a film about Ken Kesey's acid-fueled bus trip across 1964 America with Neil Cassady and the whole band of merry pranksters. Who knew that Kesey had made a stash of 16mm film on this trip? He'd tried to put it together and failed. Gibney got his hands on it. We'll meet Alex Gibney and hear more later in the show. Uptown, a pretty disappointing week, I think, for new movies. Joe Wright's new thriller, Hannah, stars the young Saoirse Ronan as a trained teenage assassin. Cate Blanchett and Eric Bana are the grown-ups at war. Big Mama's Boy is the latest politically incorrect comedy from Down Under. And Captain America, the latest Marvel comic cutout hero blockbuster, but it does have Hugo Weaving. There is, however, a glint or two of gold among the dross in the form of an animated feature film from the talented Sylvain Chomet. And this one, Joy of Joy, is based on a script by Jacques Tati. Indeed, The Illusionist, the title character of the film, is unmistakably a portrait of Tati. What's more, it's a celebration of Tati's view of the world.
Oh, that's right, you don't speak English.
And there was just ding-dongs of electrical impulses.
Oh, no, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's a little loopy.
The devil is in the details, isn't he?
This is not an ordinary Saturday. Things have changed.
People didn't think we were hippies or that we were drug free. That wouldn't have occurred to anybody because it wasn't in the news yet.
Your enemy is not what you expect.
Of course, he's a good boy.
Finally, we're in contact with a human being.
You're not Italian.
The Week in Film. Thanks, Mr. Paul Gough. Now, Jason DeRosso has joined me. Jason, you're looking actually quite chipper for someone who's had a very bad week at the movies.
Yeah.
Which was your worst experience, Captain America or Big Mama's Boy?
Unfortunately, it's the local film, Big Mama's Boy. Yeah, written by stand-up comedian and actor Frank Letito. He stars in it as well. He plays this 30-something Italian-Australian mama's boy called Rocco, who struggles to shake off the apron strings and woo the girl of his dreams. It's directed by Franco De Chiara. A very confused film, this one, I think, because it's lightweight, inoffensive comedy that wants to be bad. So every now and again,
it wants to be wogs out of work style.
It wants to be gross out or grotesque, but doesn't quite own it. So every now and again, we get these kind of misogynist or homophobic missiles, like the grandfather who, at a certain point after a farcical misunderstanding, actually calls his grandson a pufter in Italian. And the film, it just sort of seems embarrassed by these kinds of moments. It doesn't own them because it's too nice, and it doesn't really diffuse them either. I think
you're a second-generation Italian-Croatian-Australian boy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I recognised a lot of this.
Do you find any of this humour acceptable, or are you maybe being a bit prickly?
Well, no, I think what comedy has to do when it kind of raises these cultural demons is tackle them. And I think Big Mama's Boy fails on that count. It's just cringeworthy and clumsy, unfortunately. Rated M.